Bread, one of the most common of foods, and an important staple food for people all over the world. Bread gives us nutrients for growth and the well-being of our bodies. Bread was the primary food of the people in Palestine in Jesus' lifetime. They ate it with every meal, with yogurt or cheese for breakfast, with vegetables for lunch, and with fish or small pieces of lamb and vegetables for dinner. Wheat and barley grow easily in the area, and most of the bread eaten in Bible times was whole grain. Without enough bread to eat every day, the people of Palestine would have starved to death. It is a basic staple of life, the stamp of life. Roughly 50% of the daily calories of the average person in Jesus' time came from bread. Jesus chose to describe himself with one of the most common of images. Bread is a staple of our diet, but it is not the part we usually remember. That is the thing about the bread of life imagery that intrigues me. Of all the wondrous imagery of God that Jesus could have used to describe himself, he calls himself the bread of life. How could something so ordinary be so special? I read a story about a minister who was discouraged to learn that his parishioners were hard-pressed to recall any of the sermons he had delivered over all the years he had served in the church. He lamented to his wife that he felt his work was useless if he had made such a little impression on the people he served. 52 sermons a year for so many years, and hardly anyone could specifically recall more than one or two. After allowing her husband to feel sorry for himself for a little while, his wife asked him to describe in detail all the meals she had prepared and served him over the many years of their marriage. He was hard-pressed to specifically remember more than a few. She said to him, "If you don't remember the food I've prepared and served this family with love, and yet it has nourished you and sustained you day in and day out for all our lives, it has." Then she added, "So it is with the work of the church, the work you do at the church. The love and care you put into delivering God's message, both in sermon and deed, has nourished and sustained the people you serve, whether they can describe it or not." I think that's what Jesus is getting at when he talks about being the bread of life. He is talking about God's daily presence in our existence, in all the plain, ordinary, remarkable stuff of our lives. The metaphor of bread shows just how fundamental our need is for Jesus in our life and in our soul. Jesus is the bread of life, and eating this bread means putting Jesus into the center of our lives. Letting Jesus become our closest friend, regardless of who we have been in the past or how unqualified we might feel. When we live the life of faith, Jesus becomes our staple food, not a side dish or something left out too long which gets cold or moldy. When we live the life of faith, Jesus, of course, did not mean that he is literally a piece of bread. He is speaking of the spiritual truth underlying the figure of bread. Jesus is identifying himself as the only spiritual food of one's soul. He is revealing himself as the Savior of sinners and saying that he is the only one who is able to fill our souls with saving grace and thus with perfect satisfaction. Christ alone is able to nourish us with forgiveness and friendship with God and eternal life. In that sense, Jesus is bread, not just any bread, not just another bread, but the bread of life. The bread that Jesus is also a daily food. You do not just eat Jesus once and then be done with him. We must have Jesus daily or we grow weak and wither spiritually. We must have the daily supply of grace that is in him, or we perish. He is our constant, ongoing need. We need to keep feeding ourselves with Jesus to see growth in our own lives and in the life of the church. Daily prayer, reading the Bible, breaking bread together, and having faith in the power of God to transform our lives. By doing this, we grow into Jesus, and he grows in us. And our lives are transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. As Christians, we are to consume Jesus into our hearts, minds, and souls. As we do so, we shall not be spiritually hungry, because our spiritual hunger will have been fed. As Christians, we are to drink Christ into our hearts, minds, and souls. As we do so, we shall not be spiritually thirsty, because our spiritual thirst will have been quenched. Earthly bread, too, is meant to be eaten. It does not do you any good if you simply know that bread is good for you. It does not do any good to see a loaf of bread in the cupboard and look at it and smell it. You have to eat it. You have to take it in and swallow it and digest it. Only then can it nourish and strengthen you. So it is with Christ, the bread of life. You must not simply know objectively that Jesus is living bread. You must not just have that bread of life in front of you and be able to say how good it looks and how sweet it smells to your spiritual sight and taste. You must eat it. You must appropriate Christ and assimilate him into your heart and soul. You must take him in and digest him as the very food for your soul. Without that, the bread of life will do you no good. St. John has been stressing the importance of our relationship with Jesus. He does not just want us to believe in Jesus. He wants us to bond with Jesus, to trust Jesus, to be loyal to Jesus. And he wants us to absorb Jesus into our very being. Remember, it's not the wisdom, it's not the miracles, it's not the things about Christ that we need the most. It is the bread that is flesh, flesh that is given for the life of the world. This bread is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This bread is the Word of God that became flesh and dwelt among us. It is Christ, God with us. His flesh, his blood, food and drink indeed, abiding in us. Amen.